This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The King Supers in Boulder, where a gunman killed 10 people earlier this year, will reopen. The grocery store has been closed since the shooting in March. It has been redesigned and will reopen in late January. Evaluations are ongoing to determine whether the suspect in the shooting is competent to stand trial. The trial of a former Loveland police officer has been pushed back to January. Daria Jalali faces charges for not intervening when another officer injured 74-year-old Karen Garner last year. Jalali is also accused of not reporting a case of excessive force as required under state law. Garner reached a $3 million settlement with the city of Loveland in September. The EPA next year will end soil sampling for toxins at the Colorado Smelter Superfund area in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
After that, the agency says it will no longer cover the costs for testing and removing toxic lead and arsenic from affected properties. They estimate the cost for that work at upwards of $50,000 per property and say not getting it done might cause difficulties in future real estate transactions. Of more than 1,600 properties sampled so far, about 47% have needed to have the contaminants removed. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver City Council has approved a $26 million contract to build more than a dozen solar projects across the city. Locations include schools and public recreation centers. The city says 30% of the electricity will go to help low-income households reduce their energy bills. The solar projects are one of the first major efforts funded by a new sales tax for climate resiliency. Denver voters approved the new fund last year. It's sunny along the Front Range with highs in Denver and Colorado Springs in the 70s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.